Shalom to all. Today's daf is an achas daf nun tes. We are starting right at the top of the brand new Mishnah, and today's daf is sponsored by Linishmas Mars Memsar Bas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing menachas. The Mishnah tells us yesh tunas shemen levina. There are those menachas that require oil and levina, shemen v'loy levina. Some only require oil and no levina, levina v'loy shemen. Some require levina and no oil and loy levina v'loy shemen. Others don't require either levina or shemen. It's just plain flour. Mishnah explains ve'elu tunas shemen u'levina. The following menachas require shemen and levina. Here we have a whole list. Minchas asoilas is just regular mincha flour. This refers to regular minchas nedava. V'amachvas, v'amarchashas, v'achalos, v'arkikin. These are all types of minchas nedava made in different ways. Minchas kehanim, a mincha that a kohen brings, which is totally burned. Minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha that the kohen mashiach, the anointed kohen, which is burned to the kohen gadol, the one that he brings. We've learned about this before. It's called minchas chavitin. Minchas avikachavim, a mincha brought by a non-Jew. Minchas nashim, a mincha brought by a woman. And minchas ha'omer, the mincha of the carbon omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. Now minchas nesachim to unashemen v'ein. Which is brought along with the carbon that requires shemen but no levina, and lechem apanim ton levina ve'ein ton shemen, the lechem apanim which is brought every week in the Beis Hamikdash, brand new fresh loaves were baked on Shabbos, put on the shulchan and then switched out the next week. Those require 2 spoons of levina, which we learned about as well early in the Masechta, and they did not require shemen. And shtei lechem, which is brought in Shavuos, u'minchas chayte, mincha brought by a sinner, and minchas kenais, which is also known as mincha v'saita, ain't tunin loy shemen v'loy levina. They don't have either shemen or levina. So the Rambam begins by explaining the first set that we mentioned. Amar Papa says, "Kol hechadit nan." Eser Tanan. Anytime we have this count, this whole grouping of menachas, it's a list of 10 menachas. If you were counting as we listed them, it was a list of 10. Now Rashi also provides another explanation, besides for the one that we just mentioned, that the 10 that we're referring to over here is 10 chalos. Namely, when mincha is brought, it's baked into 10 separate loaves. And this lafugim Reb Shimon takes exclude Reb Shimon. To Amar, he says, mechza chalos, mechza rekikin yavi. Half of them could be chalos and half of them could be rekikin. Chalos are loaves, rekikin are wafers. These are two different ways of making them. Kamash one, the chiddush of our Mishnah is deloy, that it's not so. They all have to be either chalos or a kikin. And now we get involved in discussion regarding a number of these. Tana Rabbanan, Brisa says, the pasuk tells us, v'nasata olei ha-shamen, he shall place oil on it. This is referring to the minchas omer. What do we learn from here? V'loy lechem apanim shamen. The shaman is not put on lechem apanim. Sheyachol, you might think, v'loy dinhu, that actually we have a kalachar the other way around. V'ma minchas usachim, just like we have minchas usachim, she'ina tu'una levoina, tu'una shamen. It doesn't require levoina, but it does require oil. Well, lechem apanim, tu'una levoina, ina din she tu'una shamen. The lechem apanim, that does need levoina, shouldn't we say for sure that it needs shamen? Tamaloyim, that's why the pasuk tells us aleha, and that teaches us aleha shemen v'loy lechem apanim shemen, that only this mincha requires shemen, but the lechem apanim does not require shemen. The Brisa continues darshing the pasuk v'samta aleha levina, you shall put levina on it, and we learn from here as well aleha levina v'loy al minchas nesachim levina, that only on the minchas omer do we put levina, but not on the minchas nesachim. And the reason why this is necessary is because sheyachol, you might think v'loy denu it's kavach omer uma lechem apanim she'inoy ton shemen ton levina, lechem apanim that does not require shemen, as we just said before, it does require levina though. Minchas nesachim she'tuuna shemen, ain't it din shetu'una levayna? Mechaz esachim, that requires shemen. Shouldn't we say for sure that it requires levayna? And therefore, Tam Olaymer, the pasuk says, aleha, and we learn from here, aleha levayna, v'leha mechaz esachim levayna, that only mechaz omer requires levayna, and not the mechaz esachim. Another drasha, the pasuk tells us, mincha, the rabbis, mechaz shmini levayna. The word mincha in the pasuk is coming to include that the mechaz shmini, which is referring to the 8th day of Chanukah Mishkan, the inauguration of the Mishkan, that mincha needs levayna. And when the pasuk says he, as in when it says mincha he, lahaytzi shtei alechem, it's coming to exclude the shtei alechem, shalayitanu shemen v'loy levina, that it doesn't require shemen or levina. Now we explain the brisa piece by piece. Amar Meir was just stating the brisa, aleha shemen v'loy lechem apanim shemen, the only mechas omer put shemen and not lechem apanim. Now the question is, why didn't I say differently? Ema, let's say that aleha shemen v'loy al minchas kehanim shemen. So maybe the exclusion of the pasuk that something doesn't require oil is minchas kehanim and not lechem apanim. The Gemara answers, mistabra minchas kehanim havalei l'ruye, it's logical to include minchas kehanim that it does require shemen. Why? Shekein isarin kli chutz v'tzura Gosha ve'ishem, because as all these things that's compared to the Michas Aymerin, Isarin is just a Isarin of flour, Kli it has to be kneaded in a Kli Sharis, Chutz means it's done outside, which is outside the Heichal, the Hainu, it's inside the Azara, Tzura means that Iber Tzura, if it's left overnight, that apostles it, Hagasha is what we'll see later on, the many Menachas require being brought next to the Mizbeach, that's Hagasha, and Ishem is that at least some of it is put on the fire of the Mizbeach, and so Michas Kehanim is compared in all these ways to Michas Aymer, and that's why we should include Michas Kehanim. However, says the Gemara Adrabba, why not the opposite? Lechem apanim havalei l'ruye. We should include lechem apanim that should require shemen. Why is that? Shekein sibura chayva tamya da'achil pigula b'shabsa. It's compared in all these three ways. It's a mincha that's brought by the tzibur. Both lechem apanim and omer is something brought for the tzibur. Chayva, it has to be brought. It's not donated. Tamya is that it's daicha toma in certain situations. Da'achil means a part of it's eaten, as opposed to michas kayana, which is totally burned. Pigula is machshava pigul, will passel it. B'shabsa means it's even done on Shabbos, as opposed to Michal's Kan, which isn't. As we see, the Michal's Omer could be compared to Lechem Upanim in many ways. So why is it that we're excluding Lechem Upanim and including Michal's Kehanim? And the answer is Mestaber. It's more logical to include the Minchal Kohen because the Pasuk by Mincha says Nefesh, as in Vin Nefesh Kisakiv Karban Mincha Lashem, and Michal's Kehanim is something that's brought by Nefesh, by person, and therefore we include the Michal's Kehanim as opposed to Lechem Upanim. We continue discussing the Braisa. Amar Meir, who stated, Aleha Levina Vala Minchas Sachim Levina, then Michal's Omer requires Levina, but not Michal's Sachim. Ask the Gemara, Ema, why didn't I say that Aleha Levina Vala Minchas Kehanim Levina? Then Michal's Kehanim should be excluded from having Levina and not Michal's Sachim. And the answer is Mestaber Michal's Kehanim Havale Lerbuye. It's logical to include Michal's Kehanim in this. Shkeni Sarin, Bol Beloig, Mugash, Biglal Etzem, because it has all these comparisons. As we said, Isarin is brought on the Kli called an Isarin with this measurement. Bol Beloig means it's mixed with a loig of oil. Mugash means it has Agasha to the Mizbeach. And Biglal Etzem is it's brought by itself. It's not connected to anything else, as opposed to Michal's Sachim is always connected to another carbon. So that's why we're going to include Michal's Kehanim. Suggesting more Adrabah, why not say the opposite? Michal's Sachim Avalei Lerbuye, we should include Michal's Sachim, that should require Levina. Why should Kain Tzibura Chayva Ve'itme B'Shabsa? Because there's all these comparisons. It has to do with the Tzibur, and it's a Chayv, it's not donated, and it's pushed away by Tumah, and it could be brought in Shabbos as well. And once again, we answer Mestabra Nefesh. It's more logical to say that Michal's Kehanim is included because of the word Nefesh that talks about a Mincha brought by an individual. We continue explaining. The Braisa had said, Mincha, L'Rabbis Mincha Shmini L'Levina. The Mincha tells us that we're including the Mincha brought on the eighth day of Akamas HaMishkan. Then that requires Levina. Ask the Gemara Ve'ema, why didn't I say L'Haitzi? That's going to exclude that this Mincha does not require Levina. The Gemara right away responds, Hi, my, what type of question is this? Iyam Rishlama L'Rabbis, if you want to say the word Mincha is coming to include that the Mincha Shmini needs Levina. So Shapi, everything is great. Eli Amrit L'Haitzi, but if you want to say the word Mincha is coming to exclude that it does not require Levina, well, Lamali, why would I need the word there in the first place? There's no point of even having the word Mincha there to exclude. Why is that? Because that's actually the fallback. Shah Midairis Loy Alfinon. Anyway, we wouldn't learn Shah from Dairis. Dairis is just a regular Mincha that's going to be brought throughout all generations. Shah is a Mincha that was brought only for one point in time, which is Akamas HaMishkan. So anyway, we wouldn't have thought of learning Shah from Dairis. Mincha brought on the eighth day Akamas HaMishkan from other Minachas. And so there would be no point of having the word Mincha to exclude it. It must be the word Mincha is coming to include it. We continue. The Braisa had said, He, and what's this teaching us? That the Shtei Alechem does not require Shemen or Levina. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema, why didn't I say, Lahitzi Michal's Kehanim? This excluding Michal's Kehanim. Why are we excluding Shtei Alechem? The answer is, Mestabra Michal's Kehanim Havalei Lerbuye. It's more logical to include Michal's Kehanim that it requires Shemen or Levina. Why is that? Shekeni Sarin, Kli, Matzah. This is a new one that we haven't had. Matzah means it's baked as Matzah, it's not baked as Chametz. Ve'etem, it's brought because of itself. Hagasha, it requires Hagasha to the Mizbeach. And Ve'ishim, it's put on the fire. And so that's why we would include Michal's Kehanim. Once again, the Gemara suggests, Adarabo, why not say the opposite? Note that's why based on top, Shtei Alechem Avalei Lerbuye, we should really include the Shtei Alechem. Why? Shekein Tzibur, Chayva, Tamya, Da'achel, Pigula, Bishabsa. And we have a few more that we haven't had yet. Matir, the Shtei Alechem and Omer are both Matirim. The Omer is Matir, everyone to eat brand new grain. And the Shtei Alechem is Matir, one to use brand new grain for Menachas. Tenufa, they all require waving. Ba'aretz, they all have to be brought from grain that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. Bezman, they have a particular time that they have to be brought. Omer is on the second day of Pesach. Shtei Alechem is on Shavuos. And Chadash, both the Omer and the Shtei Alechem are brought from new grain. And not only that, Vahani Nefishon. These that we just mentioned, meaning the comparisons between Omer and Shtei Alechem are actually more numerous than the comparisons between Omer and Michal's Kehanim. Once again, the Gemara answer is no, Mestaber, it's more logical to include Michal's Kehanim because Nefesh. We have this pasuk which is referring to the Mincha of a Yachid. Moving on to another Mishnah, now we discuss what we call troubleshooting. V'chayv al Hashem b'fnei atzma, v'chayv al Levina b'fnei atzma. In regards to a Minchas Chayte that does not have Shemen or Levina, one would be chayiv on Shemen by itself or Levina by itself if he put Shemen or if he put Levina individually for these two things. And Nasan al Hashemen psala, if he put Shemen on it, it passels it. Whereas Levina, if he put Levina on it, Yil Katena, he should just gather that Levina because it's pieces, so he should just take it away so it doesn't passel it. And Nasan Shemen al Shiareha, if he put oil on the Shirayim, on the leftovers of the Minchas Chayte, ain't over Blay Sase, he's not over Loy Sase. And lastly, Nosan Kli al Gabe Kli, Loy Psala, if you put a Kli of Shemen on top of a Kli with the Minchas Chayte, it doesn't passel it because it's a Kli on top of it. It's not the actual oil in the Mincha. Says the Gemara Tanarban, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk by Minchas Chayte tells us, Loy Asmula Shemen, don't put oil on it. What do we learn from here? Vim Sam, Pasal. If he did put oil on it, it passels it. Now, Yachol, you might think that when the Pasuk tells us, Loy Yitin Ala Levina, don't put Levina on it, Vim Nasan Pasal, if you put Levina on the Minchas Chayte, it passels it. However, to that, the Pasuk says, Ki Chatos, telling us that it's still considered the Mincha of the Chayte, even though it has Levina on it, it didn't pass. mevasel it. Now, Yochel, you might think, af b'shamen, so then we should take that and apply to oil as well, that even if oil was put on the minchas chayteh, it's not going to pasel it. Tamloim, that's why the pasuk also says he, as in it says, ki chatos he, and he tells us that only it is a chatos, namely, when levain is put on it, it's still considered a minchas chayteh, we have to take it off, but it doesn't pasel it right away, as opposed to shamen, that if oil is put on minchas chayteh, it pasels it. So we ask, why is it seeming to you to pasel minchas chayteh if oil is put on it, and to say that it's still kosher even though levain was placed on it? The answer is, paselani v'shemen, I pasel when oil is, she'afshar l'oktoi, because it's impossible to gather it. Once you pour oil on it, you can't gather all that oil up. Whereas v'machshani b'levaino, I say that it's still kosher when levain is placed on it, she'afshar l'oktoi, because it could be scooped up and taken away. We can discuss this, ba'o ra'o rav huna mi'rab yechanan, nasan ala levaino shchuka mahu. Let's say he placed levain on it, but it was ground up levain. It was basically powdered levain. What's the din over here? Mishum de'afshar l'oktoi, v'hal lo'y afshar l'oktoi, is the reason why a minchas chayteh that has levain on it, not pasul when levain is placed on it, because it could be gathered away because it's pieces, but this is not able to be gathered away. It's powder, so maybe it's pasul. Maybe here's a different explanation. Mishum deloy mivla. That's simply because it hasn't been absorbed. The oil gets absorbed when you pour it on, so that's why it would pasul it. But maybe if it's not absorbed, then it's not pasul. And vahanami loy mivla. This also powdered levain wasn't absorbed into the mincha, so maybe it's still not pasul in this situation, even though it can't be gathered away. So Gemara suggests Tashma even attempted raya. Our Mishnah had said, Ulevaina Yilkatana, that if levain was placed on the mincha, it should be scooped up and taken away. And since this can't be gathered, it can't be taken away, so it would pasul. The Gemara says, not a raya. Dilma, Chadav Oid Ka'amar. Maybe our Mishnah is really just telling us one and another thing. In other words, the way to understand the Mishnah is, Chada Deloy Mivla. One reason why levain doesn't pasul Minchas Chaiteh right away is because it's not absorbed into it. Va'oid Yilkatana. And also, it could be and should be taken away. So it's not a raya from our Mishnah. Another attempted raya, this time from the Brass that the Gemara had brought, Tashma, Machshar Nibla that I kasher with levaina. The reason why that doesn't pasul minchas chayteh right away is because it could be gathered. So we see from here that the ikar is gathering it and not that it's not absorbed into it. Once again, the Gemara says not a raya. Hachanami, here also the Braisa could be telling us chada va'oid ka'amar, one and another thing. Once again, just like we explained in our Mishnah, that's saying first of all, it's not absorbed because it's pieces. Second of all, could be and should be taken away. So we don't have a raya from the Braisa. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, my havala, what's the psak over here? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he answers, Tanya, we have a Braisa that tells Beferush, Minchas chayteh and minchas kenais shenasan ala levaina. Minchas chayteh and minchas kenais, which again is the mincha v'saita that levaina was placed on it. Melaket es ha levaina uksheira. He shall scoop up and gather away and take away the levaina, then it's kosher. Avim ad shaloi liket levainasa. If before the levaina was scooped up and taken away, chishev alel, he had an improper machshava regarding this mincha. Bein chutz lazmanai, bein chutz lemkaimai. So pasul ve'ein by kares. It's pasul, but there's not going to be a lav of kares over here because in the current state that it's in, while it still has levaina on it, anyway the mincha problematic. So therefore, even though he had a machshav chutz lazman, that doesn't make it pigel, and that's why it's ein by kares. However, if im mishaliket levainasa, if after the levain was already taken away, then mechashav le yanoch machshav about it chutz lemkaimai pasul the ein by kares. If the machshav was chutz lemkaimai, it's pasul, but there's no kares as we already know. Whereas chutz lazmanoi, if he had a machshav chutz lazmanoi pigel v'chayyavin all of kares, it's pigel, and one would be chayv kares for eating from it because when he had this machshava, the mincha was 100% kosher due to the fact that the levain was already taken away, and that's why he already has a status of pigul. Bottom line is, we see from here very clearly that the key is that the levaina, even if it was placed on, has to actually be removed from it, not just the fact that it hasn't been absorbed. So that's our answer. Now, the Gemara asked on the first part of the braisa, which remember had said that if while the levaina was still on the mincha, he had an improper machshava, that pasels it. Ask the Gemara, but to have a pach, it should be no different than pach, which literally means a flask of oil, as in pach shemen. Namely, if a little flask of oil had spilled on the mincha's chayte, so it's not able to be used, it should be no different when the levaina is on it. Vamai pasul machshava. Why is it that it's considered pasul when he has his improper machshava of either chutz lazman or chutz lemkaimai? Now it's officially 100% pasul. Why should that be? Dichuihu. It's just considered nitcha. It's considered pushed away. In other words, as long as there's oil on it, or in our case, as long as there's levaina on it, it's in this state of being nitcha, being pushed away, and any improper machshava shouldn't have any effect on it at all. And therefore, once the levaina is removed, it should be 100% kosher mincha, regardless of the fact that previously, when the levaina was on it, he had an improper machshava. Why are we saying that it's pasul? So here we're going to have a number of answers. Amar Abaye Abaye says, chatos kari rachmana. The Torah calls it a chatos, even though it had the levaina on it, therefore his problematic machshava does still have effect on it, even though there was levaina on it. Now Rav Amar gives a different answer. Hamani chana mitzri hu. Who's this bride that's chana mitzri? De lesli tchuyin. He doesn't hold the whole concept of something that was pushed away. It was nitche. Titanyu have a bride that's chana mitzri. Amar, he says, afilu dam bekais, maybe chaver shloi bahagrala umezaveglai. Even if the blood is in the kais, it's in the cup, We bring another one without having to make a guy roll, and we just pair it up together. This refers to the two goats of Yom Kippur, the Sar LaShem and Sar LaZazel. We know the Sar LaZazel is pushed off the cliff. The Sar LaShem is shechted, and its blood is sprinkled in multiple places in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that we have to have both goats at the same time. If one of them dies, that's a problem. So Chana Mitzri, who's unique in his shita, holds that if the Sar LaShem was shechted and the blood was in the cup, it was ready to be sprinkled, nothing happened yet, and then the Sar LaZazel died, no big deal. We could just bring another goat, one that we have in reserve. There's no need to make a guy roll. There's no need to make a whole nother lottery system with two new goats, choosing which one's for LaShem, which one's LaZazel. Just simply bring this other one and pair it up with the Sar LaShem, which again was already shechted, and that's perfectly fine. Clearly, he doesn't hold of dichoy. There's no issue here at all. So that's who this brice is like. Now, Rashi Amar, he gives a totally different answer. Kol shebiyadoi lo yahava dichoy. If it's within his ability, he's able to fix it up himself, so it's not considered pushed away, and that's the case of Levina. He could simply just take the Levina off of the mincha, and therefore it's not considered nidche. That's why, when he has improper machshava, even when the Levina is still on there, it's not a problem and it still could take effect. And Ravadi tells us, kavasa Rav Ashi mistabra, it's logical to go with Rav Ashi's answer. Why is that? Deman shamas lei deislei dichuyin, because who's the one that we've heard about this concept of dichuy from? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Then because we have Mishnah, the Va'aydam Rabbi Yehuda also says, nishbach adam, if the blood had spilled, meaning if the blood of the Sar LaShem of Yom Kippur had spilled, yamas hamishtalayach, the Sar mishtalayach, that's the Sar LaZazel, that has to be left to die, and we have to bring a brand new pair. We're not allowed to just bring another goat and pair it up with the mishtalayach. And by the same token, mesa mishtalayach, if the Sar mishtalayach died before being thrown off the cliff, yishbach adam, so the blood of the Sar LaShem has to be spilled out, and we have to bring a brand new pair. So he clearly holds the concept of dichuy, that when one is pushed away because it doesn't have its pair, we have to bring a brand new one. But in the situation when he is able to remedy it, he's able to do something to fix it up. Tanya, we have a brass, Rabbi Huda says, he would fill up a cup of blood from all the mixture, we'll explain this in a moment, and he would do one zrika with it. This referring to the carbon Pesach. We had hundreds or thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Yidden coming to bring their carbonus Pesach, and we know that the blood of one of them spilled, so that carbon Pesach is possible. The person's not able to eat it. And Rabbi Huda has a suggestion that all the way at the end, to simply take a cup, scoop up some blood from the floor. If any of the blood of one of the carbonus Pesachim had spilled without being sprinkled, definitely some of it's going to be in that cup that was just scooped up from the floor. Then we can do Zrika on the Mizbeach, and everyone's taken care of. No one has to have a chashash that maybe the blood of their carbon spilled and that they're not able to eat it. So you see from Rabbi Huda that even though he holds in his previous Mishnah that we quoted regarding the Sar LaShem LaZazel, that there is an issue of Dichoy. Still, as we see from this Braisa, when you're able to fix it up, there is some sort of remedy. Rabbi Huda holds we should do that, and that's not possible. And that's how Ravashi's going like, that since when there's Levina on the Mincha, we can just fix it up by taking the Levina off, that doesn't apply the concept of Dichoy to the Mincha. And the Gemara continues, Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nasan Mashu Shemen al Gabi Kezayis Mincha, Pasal. If you put even a little bit of oil on a Kezayis of the Mincha, he passels it. My time away is that? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yasim, he shall not place oil on it. What do we learn from here? Sima Kaldahu. When it says Yasim, that means even the tiniest bit of placing, meaning even just a tiny bit of oil on a Kezayis of the Mincha is going to passel it. And then when the Pasuk says, Aleha, on it, that tells us, Ad Ikashiro, that it still has to be a Shir, which means we have to have a Kezayis of the Mincha in order to say that a tiny bit of oil passels. But again, the chiddush over here is that even just a tiny little bit of oil passels. And furthermore, for Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Nosan Kezayis Levina al Gabi Mashehu Mincha, Pasal. That if you put a Kezayis of Levina on a little bit of the Mincha, that passels it. So here it's the other way around. And my time, why is that? Well, it's because Lo Yitank Save, the Pasuk says, do not place. And what does that tell us? Ad Ika Nesina, there has to be a real Nesina, and a real placing, a real Nesina is with a Kezayis of Levina. And then when the Pasuk says, Aleha, Samachamun Alpha on top, what do I learn from here? Have a ribui achar ribui. That's a ribui, an inclusion, if you will, after another one. Vein ribui achar ribui. El lemait. Anytime we have one ribui after another ribui, that tells us there's a miot, which means that even if the levana is being placed on just a little bit of the mincha, that passels it. Now, Vegadamri, some say that Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, by Rabbi Yechon, and asked as follows, Nasan Mashu Shemel Gabi Kezayis Mincha, Mahu. If you put a little bit of oil on a Kezayis of the Mincha, what's the din? Mi be'inon sima kenesina, oiloi. Do we require the sima of the oil to be like the nesina of the levina? And that means we require a minimum shear, or maybe not. Maybe the oil is different than the levina. And this version, he concludes, Teku, we're going to let the question stand and wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and answer it. Let's go a little bit more explaining. Nasan Shemen al Shiarel, if he had put oil on the shiraim of the mincha, he's over loy sase, and Tanabon, we have a braisa. The Pasuk tells us, Lo yasam ala shemen, velo yitain, that's velo yitain ala levina, don't put oil, don't put levina. Now, Yechol, you might think from here, b'shnei kayhanim, that this has to be done by two kayhanim, which means only if two kayhanim do this, one put the oil and one put the levina, so then they're each going to have their own lav. But if one kayhan did both of them, he's only going to be over one. Tamalayim, so the Pasuk says, aleha on it. Begufa shel mincha kaz medaber. The pasuk's talking about the mincha itself. V'loy bekayin, and not with the kayin who's doing it. And therefore, even if one kayin put both the oil and the levina on the mincha that's not supposed to have it, he's going to be over two separate lavim, not just one. Now yachol yuma, I think says brayso lo yitain kli al gabe kli v'mnasan pasal, that he's not allowed to place a kli of oil on top of the kli that has the mincha in it. And if he did do so, he just pasled it. That's because it says lo yitain, don't place on it, and that might be mashma even if it's in a kli. So tamalim around that, the pasuk tells us aleha begufa shel mincha kazim medaber, that has to be placed on the mincha itself, not just on the kli. That's not going to be a psol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the menachos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.